Today is Daf Tzadi Beis, but we still have some work, our work cut out for us on Daf Tzadi Aleph on the Beis. Not necessarily for the length of the Gemara, but for what the Gemara talks about. Okay, so we are on Tzadi Aleph on the Beis, and I believe we're by Amar Shmuel. Like, there's a second member of Amar Shmuel. Shmuel started on the Beis with a member that I appointed when we came in Tom, who said that you can use Tzadi Shem and you take out the Komet. And now Shmuel says another, has another statement. He's talking about having Tzadi B'yayin, someone who voluntarily brings wine. Be brought as a carbon to be brought on the Mizbeach, wine without a carbon, wine by itself. So Amar Shmuel, Hamis Nadev Yayin, someone who voluntarily brings wine, who maybe he brings it to the base of Midrash, who Mizalfa Agabe Yishim, he sprinkles it on the Mizbeach, he sprinkles the wine onto the fire, not into the, this is not like a carbon itself, and you pour it down the Shechem, this is the carbon, and you sprinkle it onto the Mizbeach. Right, well, that happens. It happens to be that that's a chakira that Mikdash David brings down. Mikdash David asks, he says, when you do ziva, right, you sprinkle on it, does it have a din of haktara or does it have a din of nisa? It seems that from Lashon they have a din of haktara, but why? He says, when the Torah told us that you bring wine, you put wine on the ishim, is that that it's not being poured, which is like it's like a carbon, or is it has a din nisa? Same thing, you pour it, instead of pouring it down the tubes, you pour it onto the fire. Right, so, but what is the sprinkling? So what's the Naf community? He brings down here, the Nimikdash Dov brings down a bunch of coast, you know? He says, how what's the shear that you have to sprinkle? Because if it's Nisuch, right? If it's Haktara, it would only be a Kazayas. So that's all you need for Haktara. So if you need Shlosh Lubin, that's Shir Nesachim. Also, he says, well, the Biyotze, we're done. We're supposed to do the whole thing, I guess. We need the balance. Okay, I'll do it the other way. What would you be chayav for if you were illegal, if you were not the appropriate person? Or if we did it for chutz? What would be the amount that would make you chayav? A kezayis or Shlosh Lubin? That's the chakira. So then he says, what happens? You have to use a krisharis. You have to use a kisharis. Because if it's guy by Nesachim, there's a Tosefta that says that you have to be Menasek to kisharis. Tosefta in Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. But if it's Nisuch, you can put it into the Tzifot. You have to put the wine into it. You have to put the wine in. Another one he brings down is, because you mentioned it, what is considered. Okay, so that's the first line. Amistadev Yayin. Maybe with Gabi Ishim. If you bring a carbon of wine, you pour it, you sprinkle it onto the fire. My timer. What's the reason why you sprinkle it onto the fire? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, again, this goes against Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Kiva yesterday says you pour it down. Right, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Parsha of Minchas Nesachet that comes with the carbon Ola, right, so it says, the Yayin Takriv Lenesa Chatzilahin Ishei Reach Nicholach Lashem. So it says the word Ishei. So that's a mukach that the wine also is put on the ishim, put on the ish. It's on the fire, and this is definitely talking about the. And this you can't point out. This is not talking about the wine brought with mesachim, because by that it says hasech nesach shechar. That is because you pour it as a mesachim. So there is mesachim that goes to the column down the pipes, but there's also ishay for the mesachim. So we learn out that this talks about wine that's brought in and of itself. That's so the Gemara says. Wait a second. When you pour liquid, the wine, onto the fire, you're going to be diminishing the fire. You're going to be putting out the fire. And you're not allowed to do that. But as the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to put out the fire. So the Gemara says, answer number one, which is probably what you're thinking. Answer number one, which is pretty straightforward, keep it mixed, so smoke keep it. The only issue is to put it out. You're not putting it out here. Okay, for that second that the fire falls, that the wine falls onto the fire, it maybe diminishes it, but the fire will just re-energize and become just as big as it was before. Not going to put it out. The only issue would be, I guess, it will just spray a steady stream to put it out. So Gemara says, really? Is that the case that kibbutz or mikzvah, lo shmei kibbutz, that putting it on is not, that making it diminish just a little bit is not considered diminishing putting out the fire? Rav Nachman of Rabba Barabua, Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Barabua, Someone removes a I guess a burning coal from the Mizbeach and puts it out, puts out that coal. That coal goes out. You're chayav. Well, you're chayav a little tikva. So you see that even if you put out only one gacheles, one coal, that's the nava. That's only that's kibbutz b'mitzvah. The rest of the fire is still raging, right? So the Gemara says the leki elahai. No, what's the answer over there? That's case. They're talking about a case where there's that's the only coal on the mizbeach. And you take it off and put it out. So it's not kibbutz b'mitzvah. It's complete kibbutz. I saw an interesting thing that brought down. What happened in the times of the Mishkan when they would move? What did they do with the fire? So they said the heritage of Machlokas. The fire was covered over. Or do you say that when you're moving, it wasn't the Mizbeach anymore? When you took it apart. Yeah, that's that book, right? That's about the menorah. So they made why? You only had to have the Mizbeach when you had to have the fire on it. Maybe when you take the Mizbeach apart and you move place to place, it doesn't have a Mizbeach anymore. And you wouldn't have to cut from there. Interesting. So Gemara says, that's one answer. That Kibbutz mixes loshem kibbutz. Ibai is emo, or you can say another answer, kibbutz the mitzvah shiny. When is it usher to diminish the fire on the Mizbeach? For no reason. But if you're doing a mitzvah, and in the process of the mitzvah, the fire happens to come diminished, so wait, you have a mitzvah to do it. Homach Logos about the Orsa Meach learns it pretty simply. He basically says, that you have a concept here of aseh dof osaseh. But it says kibbutz mitzvah shiny. When the kibbutz is done at machmas, so that you make a mitzvah, like you're doing over here, because you have a mitzvah, sprinkle the wine onto the mizbeach, so there's no iser kibbutz, because that's what Torah commands you to do. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'm going to prove to you that kibbutz, that even in this case, the kibbutz machmas mitzvah is also aser. Because Tashma comes from the following raya, that against what you just said. The Tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, Kalpe nasna Torah literum. Kalpe Rashi Porcel, Kalpe means Koyo, since. Right? Since the Torah gave us the permission to do Trumas of Ash, you have to remove that pile of ash from the Mizbeach. Right? Kalpe nasna Torah literum. Yoko Yechabe the Yitrom. You would think that maybe you could just put out whatever fire is on that pile and then do the Trumas of Ash. But he says, no, you can't do that. Amarta, you can't put it out. So you see from here that even though it's a mitzvah to do Trumas HaDeshen, you can't put out the fire when you're doing the Trumas HaDeshen. But you just said that putting something out, so I think the two things, two answers. The Gemara answers one. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, the Efshar, the Yosef, and Nutter. You can just wait for the fire there to go out by itself. You're not talking about the fire on the pyre on the Mizbeach. Talking about the burning coals on the side of the desert. That's what the Gemara answers. Just, why do you have to do it by yourself? Wait till it goes out. Why do you have to put it out? Wait till it goes out. The other answer I was thinking is that what I want to say is combine the two answers. So say kiboy b'mitzvot, right? Lo shmei kiboy. And therefore the mitzvah works. The mitzvah would work if there's still fire left over. Our case is diminishing the fire. Their case is putting out the fire completely. So the mitzvah works if you're only diminishing the fire. But maybe the mitzvah doesn't work to completely put it out. I don't know. It's a combining the two answers. So I don't know if you can do that. Tashma. So now they're going to bring a question on Shmuel. What was Shmuel? Shmuel said in the beginning that we just said that yayin that you make is in the davar, you sprinkle it onto the fire. So Tashma, right? From a Tosefta Menachos that we just brought yesterday. Yayin kedivri Rabbi Kiva l'svalim. The wine as brought as in the davar is done like the way Rabbi Kiva said, who says that you put it down the svalim, which is like leave it pipe, tubes. You put it down, meaning you don't put it on the fire. Again, Shmuel. And Shemen Kadir Rabbi Tarfon Ishim. But why? But oil that Rabbi Tarfon says, according to Rabbi Tarfon says it's not Deviyayin, that goes onto the fire. But you see from here that it's a Kashan Shmuel who says that you sprinkle the volunteered wine onto the fire. The Ode, and we have another Bryce as follows. The Bryce says, Yayin Mesech Lesvalim. Why the Torah says they're supposed to bring with the karbanos that you do the svalim? Oh, or maybe the halacha is eno el ishim. Maybe he's supposed to burn it. Maybe he's supposed to put it onto the fire. So comes the price and says, no, the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says amarta lo yichabe. You can't put it out. So therefore, you can't put it on the fire. So what do they do with the pasuk? The word the ishim, right? What does ishim mean? So the sheet of the says here, and Rashi will say later in Big Rasa Harav Yehuda. Says that Ishim doesn't necessarily mean on the fire. Ishim means like Ishei Reyach Nefoach. It's a pleasant thing for Hashem. It doesn't mean that that's the way you do it. That's the outcome. The outcome is, we're putting the wine onto the spech, it's Isha La Hashem. That's how. That's its place. What's the purpose of burning it? But it doesn't say Reach Nikoach. It doesn't say Reach Nikoach. It says bring it to the Mizbeach. You were misnadeh, right, you were misnadeh wine to bring on the Mizbeach. That's what you do every time with wine. That's what the Nisakim are. Well, if I bring a regular carbon, I have to bring wine with it. The wine is poured on down the tubes. Right, the question here only talks about wine that's coming out of carbon, that you are voluntarily bringing and buying in of it by itself. You're pouring it down, you're not pouring it out, you're pouring it onto the Mizbeach. That's the place. They're on the Mizbeach, and then they go down. And then they go down. The positive part is that you have a counterfailing force here. You can't light up enough fire. That's what they're saying. So you pour it on the other place. There's a set place for each thing that you bring. The set place for the wine are these svalim. So the Gemara says, Eino el, the Gemara says, lo yichbe. So you see that there's a kasha on Shmuel again. And Shmuel said, you sprinkle it. You're saying, no, you put it down the tubes. So Gemara says, lo kasha. No, there's no kasha. Here comes the big discussion. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon. It's based on the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Davar She'ein HaMaskaved. The halacha on Shabbos is Davar She'ein HaMaskaved. I don't have kavana for the outcome of what I'm doing. As opposed to Malach She'ein HaSukrufa, which we'll see in a second. I don't have kavana for this to happen. I'm dragging the chair across the lawn. It's not a very soft lawn. It's not just a great chair. I'm dragging the chair across the lawn. I'm going to be digging a hole. I had no kavana for this. If Yehuda says he's still fire, and Shimon says you're not. So too over here, putting out the fire is a davar she'ein hamaskave. Right? Took a Rashi. Rashi says, "Har Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, davar she'ein miskave aser. Davar she'ein miskave is aser. So habe leiv lo sichbe afidul miskave. So even if I don't have kavan to put out the fire, then lo sichbe it would it's davar less it's aser. So hilkach akul leiv lashmu usid the ishe. He uproots the pshat of the word ishe, which means to go on the fire." Right, and says the midrashay nachas ruach hu l'tnan like isha. It's a nachas ruach to me like the fire. That's how we have to interpret it. We said before, the haki masik le the brayse of the sifri. That's the sifri. So that would be Rabbi Kiva and everybody else. Since they hold the davar she'ein miskaved is usher, they can't learn that you pour it onto the fire. So what do you do with it? You put it down the tubes. But Shmuel is to Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon. The kiva and the ein miskaved the kavos. Since you don't have any kavan to put it out, your kavan is to do your mitzvah. To put the wine on the mizbeach, ain lo sichbe. It's not lo sichbe, rayalav. It's like it's not lo ain lo sichbe rayalav la asor. When the akar mashm usa the ishei, we should push it lo sichbe. There's no problem. You can still learn the shot of ishim to put it on, and the countervailing force of lo sichbe doesn't bother me because I'm not doing lo sichbe because it's never changing the maskave. Okay. So then Rashi asks the question that we'll put a little bit out. Rashi says, "Im tomar, wait a second. True, Rav Shimon holds davar she'ein miskaved is mutter, but he does hold sik reisha is still usher. And what about over here? By putting liquid on a fire, I mean you may not know it's going to diminish the fire one way or another. He says the im tomar sik reisha v'lo yamashu. It's a sik reisha v'lo yamashu. Chop off the chicken's head; it's not going to die. It's a sik reisha here. So he says no. Efshar Rashi is very interesting. Rashi Efshar the mizalik le betikin dakas v'od. The possibility exists for you to sprinkle the wine very, very minute amounts. If you put a very, very minute amount of liquid on the fire, it's not going to do anything. The possibility exists that you can do v'tikin dakas ma'od. Hilkach, therefore, in nayu mechaba v'tikin dasos, so that even if you would do big drops that would diminish the fire, nevertheless, davar she'ein miskaved, it's no longer psik ratio, and still davar she'ein miskaved. They all ask Rashi, wait a second. Since you could have done it way A, it wouldn't have been a psik ratio. If you do way B, still have psik ratio. What happens if I go ahead and I take a stream of the wine and I pour it out? It's psik ratio. Bottom line is, it diminished the fire. I could have done it with smaller drops and wouldn't have put out the fire. So if I did it with big drops, it's guaranteed to put out the fire a little bit. It's psik ratio. All right, you hear the kasha? Okay, it's not my kasha. All the reason I'm talking about it. So here, this is interesting. There's a major machlokas that's brought down the Tosfos and Ksubos and Davav about whether psik reisha lo nichole is chayev or not. This is a psik reisha lo nichole. I don't want the fire to go out. I don't care if the fire to go out. The only reason I want is to do my karba. So number one, you see that the machlokas of psik resha is outside of the realm of Shabbos also. You would think maybe the whole thing is Dovashim Skabi, Dovashim Skabi only applies to Shabbos, because they have the concept of less of Shabbos. What do we have over here? See, it goes across the whole, goes across the Kol Torah Kula. And then the Tosos in Tshuva says that this line is the main source for the Shita of the Aruch. Right? The Aruch says, Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Mukher. And Tosos in Tshuva, the Adavav, the Masra Hai, that's also a Russian Shabbos, in Perik Beis Simon Aleph, that it's what to this Naraya because it's a gracious little play, and you do it. According to the mind of the Amr, the Dabashim is Kavin is Mutter, which is Shivan, I think that's really old, it's not a segregation. Why? Aruch says it's a gracious little play. It's just interesting that the Tosos and the Rush, they point out that this is the source of the Aruch. The Aruch never mentions it. Okay. So, that's just one thing. There are other answers that are given. I just wrote down a few answers. We said Rashi, why it's not a psik resha. We said that the Aruch, that it's not a psik resha. It is a psik resha, but it's not a smutter. It's a psik resha lo nichale. There's a Tosos that says, that the Tosos argues and says that psik resha is, the lo nichale is usher, but psik resha for the mitzvah is not usher. But then I want to, it's interesting, this whole thing with Rashi, and there's another sheet that I want to bring down, the sheet in the Sefer Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Ches, on Daf Bei Arif, they talk about the case of where you close the door behind you. You want to lock your door, and there's an animal inside. By locking the door, you trap it. It's Zayin. So, my clothes, whether you're not locked the door. So the Rashba says, it's in the Shilke Giborin. It's in the Dapei Arif, in the Masefer Shabbos, Daplam and Fes, Shilke Giborin Gimel. He said that the Rashba, the Magen Mishnah, said that you're allowed to do that because you only had kavanah to save the house. You had no kavanah for the what's going to happen to put it to some trap to deer. He says that on. He says the Ran and the Ram, but argue. But the Shulchan Giborim brings down something similar to Rashi. He goes, "Vanika Sapti the Chidushe." I don't know who's speaking here. He says, usually it says who it is, like Lashon Riyaz or something. What does it say? It says, "Vanika Sapti the Kol Maisa She Efsar Lashov Zulas Hapsik Reisha." As a field of it also maisa, a field of psikresha shari. Anytime you could do a maisa where it wouldn't be a psikresha, then even if you do it in the where it would be a psikresha, it's mukhtar. So meaning, there's no way of chopping off a chicken's head without the chicken dying. Psikresha. There is a way for me to close my door without me trapping the tree. It's not there. The action is not guaranteed to be a psikresha. But that's what Rashi seems to be saying by us also. There is a way to do this action without it being a psikresha. These smaller drops. If you use bigger drops, it goes back to Dovashim and Miskavim, because the action itself is not guaranteed to be a psikresha. Let me finish reading the Shulchan Giborim. He says, "Vani chatav chasav in the kedushi the chol ma'isa she'efser lasu zulas of psikresha as afilu avid also ma'isa afilu psikresha shari shiglo miskavim lasos psikresha." You don't have the kavanah. That's what he says. So stay over here. That's what Rashi is saying. That's not considered a psikresha, since the possibility exists that you could do this action in a way which wouldn't guarantee the result. The pin of the chain of the. Okay, so now, I mean, we don't have time, but you could spend a lot of time on this. Lameimra, so this means to say, now, basically, he said now that Shmuel holds that the chain of the is mutter, and it's not a psikresha for whatever reason. Lameimra, the Shmuel, Krib Shimon's relay? Does that mean, you prove it to me here that Shmuel holds a Krib Shimon? But Amar, but didn't Shmuel say the following halacha? Right now, the Gemara's assumption is that Dover Shein Meskavein and Malacha Shein Tzvich Lagufa, you hold one of, you have, they're interchangeable, so to speak, that if you say the one's much, you can say the other one. But Maskavein is, you don't. But the main one, the Shmuel, through Shimon Tzvile, but Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say the following? Mechabin Gachelesh HaMatechas V'shus HaRabim V'shvir Shal Yiziku V'Rabim. You can extinguish a burning coal of metal. A piece of metal, a burning piece of metal, that's in a Rishus HaRabim, Vishvil Shalo Yizukub HaRabim, because people are going to get hurt. So, because putting out Matechas apparently is only a Malach of the Rabbana, because Kibbutz only applies to Matechas, only applies to wood, because I guess in the Mishkan, they didn't burn metal, they burned wood. So it's only Malach of the Rabbana, but it's also going to be the Rabbana, but the Chacham said, the Malcolm Hesek, you're allowed to move it. Same thing, it's very important to know that also by the dinum of muksa. If something's muksa, but it's dangerous, you know, if you have a baby crawling on the floor and there's like, you know, pins and stuff all over the floor, you're allowed to move it out because it's muksa is probably the rabbanan, and you can move it. But Gemara said, the Shmuel continues, avaloga fellowship ace. But you can't extinguish agafelosha ace. Rashi says, the paskibihu, the isura deoraisuhu. It's the deoraisa. The ikir of Shimon, if it's like your hippie whole take Rashimon, lo mishchachas kiboy, you can't have an isra deoraisa of kiboy, elevimiskabin lasos techomim, the kibuyo, the tsarakohem. Only if it's malakashin shitrikulakufa, where you're putting out the gacheles because you want the ash, you want the coal afterwards. If you're putting out for another reason, that's a malacha, but it's not shrikh l'gufa malacha. You're doing it for something else. In the Mishkan, they put out the coals for what reason? For that specific purpose. This isn't actually doing it for the purpose here. Right? The Amar of Shimon, malacha she'en shrikh l'gufa pater. The kiboy latsa r'kufa hu she'it sarich lo, the halavai shlo bala. It says, I would rather not have to put it out. I would rather not have this dangerous situation to put it out. I'm not putting it out for the l'gufa. I'm putting it out for a different reason. Rav Shimon holds a malacha she'en shrikh l'gufa's pater. Why does Shimon say you can't do it? Right? The dummy lamotius ames lasakum. So he says, why? So the Isak Adaita, the Gemara says, Isak Adaita, Shimon Shmuley, I feel like a fellow Shalit Tsunami. He should also be able to put it out. You see, the Gemara is talking about Malachi and Tzvi Lagufa. That's what the Gemara says. He says, wait a second. What are you trying to say? Oh, the Halami is. What are you trying to say that they're one and the same? Just because if Shimon holds the same halakh by both, doesn't mean that everyone has to hold the same thing by both. He says, Shmuel, Dabashain Maskavin, Sarla for Shimon. When it comes to Dabashain Maskavin, he holds like Shimon. So that's why you can sprinkle the wine onto the fire. But when it comes to Lakshin Shin the Gufa, he holds Rabbi Yehuda. That's why you can't put out the Gafelash Shell Ace. Okay. Tosas asks right away, he goes, what's the Havamina? He goes, look at Tosas. He goes, Tema. Hechi Sokla Daitov, the Dabashain Maskavin, Shavala, Eric Shrikh the Gufa. The Ma'in and Zeh, the Zeh. They're two completely different things. At the end, the last couple of lines, it says, "With Sarah Lafarish, the Mashmal Hashas Hashda that the Hechi the Mechayis Shulein Shulein Gufa Hachinami Yesh Lachayit Bein Skavim Skavim." What's the Havamina? That's the Havamina. That they're equal. I don't understand why. Says, but the Gemara and the Gemara says that's not the case. Maybe as a note. Okay. Now we gotta move. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says, "Now we're on today's topic. The Sakim Shed Nitmu, the Sakim that became Tamei." You don't bring them out. You have to make a fire for them on the floor of the azara, and you burn them there without the other kedushim, the only separate place, right? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Bakodesh ba'itzasarei," to burn it on in a fire. So, tell you that the price is the same thing. Adam, the blood, the shemen, and the oil, the nachas, and the sakim, shenitmu, that they became tamei. Osin lahem arach, they asim asarfan. You make their own fire on the floor of the azara, and you burn them. And now comes a memra. I don't know why this is here. Amar le Shmuel Rav Pina of Bagdasa. Shmuel went to Rav Pina from Baghdad. We're talking about in Baghdad as opposed to in Yerushalayim. And he says, Aishli be Yasarav, Eimelach Kamayu, gather for me 10 people so I can say this halacha in front of them that the Chsachim Shenitmu, Oselem Arach, and they ask him a sarfa. I don't know why Shmuel, Shmuel's very involved in today's daf, but why is Shmuel, why for this halacha specifically, does Shmuel say, gather me 10 people so I can pronounce it in public? Number one, it's hope to put on that place because there's nothing going on. I don't understand why specifically this one. Okay? Hajran Allah Kalatadir, Hajj Allah Kalatadir, Hajj Allah Kalatadir. Starting the 11th parak. The 11th parak is the parak of Dam Kata Shahita Samadeya. We're talking about washing the clothing, not even the clothing, washing any clothing that certain blood from a Korban Khatas sprinkles on, gets on. So the Torah says by the DNA Korban Khatas, talk about three dinim in this parak, basically. Right? The number one is a dam chata shenitah al beged. If dam chata sprinkles onto an article of clothing, you have to wash it. You see, they have to wash it with seven simonim, whole to do how to wash it. The pasuk says, v'asher yizah midama, whatever comes, sprinkles from its blood, al habeged, v'asher yizah leah, v'kab is mafim kadosh. That's what you have to do. So that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. And also, the parak talks about two other halachas. Number one is cleaning out the kli that you had the cleaning out the kli that you cooked the basar chatos in, when the chatos was eaten by the kohen, so if you cook it in, you have to wash it out. And the halacha number three talks about is something that touches the basar chatos. If I have something, right, if I have a food that actually touches the meat of a chatos, it takes on the status of that chatos, and therefore after, you know, the night and the day and the night, you have to get rid of it. You can't eat it. It becomes puzzle when the chatos becomes possible. So the Mishnah is talking about the din of kibus, of washing the clothing. Dam chatos shenita dal habeged, if the dam of the korban chatos gets spilt onto a article of clothing, harezet ton kibus, this beged needs to be cleaned. It must be washed. Okay? Again, the Mikdash David brings down, he says, is the din kibus a din on the beged, that the beged has to be washed, or is the din that there shouldn't be any blood on the beged? What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, the halacha is that you have to wash it with the seven simum, the seven cleaning agents. What happens if I washed it with the seven cleaning agents and the stain didn't come out? Right, so we're going to get to the source for that. We'll get to the source. But the question I'm asking, though, is, let's say I did it to what I'm supposed to do. And for whatever reason, let's say someone dry cleaned it first, and someone put it in the dryer first, and the stain's got, and you can't get the stains out, even by doing it. So if you say the halacha is that it's kibbutz begadim, so you're mechab, it's the beged. That's it. You did what you're supposed to do. But if you say it is in order to remove the blood, well, you didn't remove the blood, you can't use that beged. What about the other way around? Let's say you had to do it with seven detergents, and after four detergents, the blood came out. So I have to continue doing it. So the Mikdash Nava says, it depends on that hakira. If you see the hakira is that you have to wash the beged, well, the halakha of washing is determined by using the seven detergents. You only use four, keep on doing. But if the halakha is to use the seven detergents or to remove the blood, well, you remove the blood after four, you're done. Okay. It's classic Mikdash Nava. Okay. Let's move. What? Classic Mikdash Nava, yeah, it's fine. Who's the Mikdash Nava? Wait, I think his name is David Rappaport. Mikdash Nava. Mikdash David wrote his svarim on his svarim, his classic svarim on Kashim. It's on Hebrew books. Go to buy it. Go to Hebrew books.org. You can get down on everything. fine. Next equation. So Tam Chatos Shanita Tam Beged Harezik Dan Ton Kibus. So that, there are a lot of Chatos. That's what we're talking about. Remember, there's a Chatos Bitomios, there's a Chatos Primios, and a Chatos Oaf. Does it apply to all former Chatos? So Mishnah says it applies. Alpha Pisha in Kasav Medaber Ella the Nechalos, even though the pasuk is only talking to the pasuk that deals with washing, it's only talking about the chatos that are eaten, which is what? Those are the chatos that are brought on the outer Mizbeah. Shanem marks the pasuk says there, it said, I call the chatos, so you'll find the Makam Kadosh Teachel, talking about those that are eaten. But nevertheless, Echo Nechalos, the Echo Primios, even the chatos Primios, the Unos Kibos, require Kibos. Left out is the chatos. Oh, we're going to talk about that. Shanem marks the pasuk says, Torah Sakatos, Torah Achas of Chatos. There's one din for all the Chatos. Just like you have to wash the Chatos, the blood from the Chatos Pesonios gets on the clothing, you have to wash it, so too the blood from the Chatos Pesonios. Right? But the Gemara Mishnah says, Chatos Psula ain't Domaton Kibos. If the blood came out from a Chatos that's Pesul, you don't have to, that no longer requires Kibos. It only applies to Korban Chatos, it only applies to a kosher Korban Chatos. Right? So the Pesuk says, Asher Yizo Alea Tikabis Makam Kadosh. The Gemara says, they learn after Mishra Yizeh, Asher Yizeh, it's only talking about the blood that you can be mazah, you can't sprinkle. But if you can't sprinkle because it's possible, that's possible. The Mishra says, it doesn't matter when the psul took place. Vein Shahaisla Shasa Kosher, Vein Shalom Isaac Kosher. If the Chatas became possible even after it had a time when it was kosher, or even if it was never kosher, nevertheless, once the Chatas becomes possible, the blood retroactively is also no longer requiring kibbutz. The Gemara gives examples. Ezohi shahaisu shasa kosher. What's considered that had a shasa kosher? Shalana. You shechted it completely right, and then it was lan. Or nitma. Hold to do about nitma. It was nitma. Or yatsa. So in all these cases, the blood went outside. So this, when you shechted it, you kept it in the kusharis, it was kosher. Then you brought it outside, now it's kosher. So what happens if it sprinkled on you, and then went outside? What sprinkled on you was kosher. I think the law is that once blood goes outside, the blood's gone. It's no longer full of it. All right, so I'm asking what happens if it falls on you beforehand, and then all the blood is possible. Okay, so the Eze Hishalo has a Shasa Kosher. What's worth that never had a Shasa Kosher? It was possible right from the beginning. Shanishka puts the smile, number puts some coma, the kibu psulim as dama. Or a possible person collected the blood. So the blood never was kosher. Then, clearly. Okay, next. Gemara says, Dam Chatos, that word Mesa's over there, it should be Shanitas. Dam Chatos Shanitas on the beged is Ton Kibus. and you learn out for the Chatos Primus because Torah Achas is the whole Chatos. The Gemara says, the Torah Achas is the whole Chatos. If that's the case, there's one Torah for all Korbanos Chatos, for Apilu Chatos Oph Nami. So even the blood from a Chatos Oph that spills onto the clothing should require to be washed. Alam Atanya, why do they have a right that says, Yochel Yedam Chatos Oph Tom Kibbutz? You would have thought that Dam Chatos Oph would require Kibbutz. No, it doesn't. Talmud Omar, Zos. Right? The Pasuk says, Dabro Aram, Dabro Lemor, Zos. So the word from the Zos, they were Ma'ait. They left out Chatos Oph. Why? He says Chatos. Torah Achas Kol Chatos. So Amar Reish Lakish Bakapara Amar Kra. Right, the pasuk says Tishafet. Because we look at the pasuk. The pasuk says those that talk about Kibbutz. It says those Torah Achas. The Makom Asher Tishkat Haola Tishafet Achas Amar Hashem. Within that parsha, the word Tishafet, which means Shrita. Now, what do we know about Lakha is by the Chatos Oph? It's no Shrita. It's Malika. Right. The Nishpatos Hakasa Vidaver. Since it's talking about Mishpatos, that's talking about, that's the pasuk, that's what requires Kibbutz. Mara asked, the Ema, but why don't we say that the Parsha of the Kibbutz is talking about the Kratos Kitsonios and the Ophos, and not the Kratos Kitsonios, because it uses the term Achilu also. Right? Maybe the Achalos are custom about that. The Kohen eats the Korban Kratos, and he eats the Korban Kratos Kitsonios. He doesn't eat the Kratos Kitsonios. So why don't we use that word? Because it says, the pasuk says, "B'makom kadosh teyachel." So that would include oph el chitzonios, aval penimius lo. But penimius lo wouldn't include penimius. So comes Rabbi Rachmana, Torah. The Torah says no. Comes the word with Torah, which includes penimius, doesn't include oph. So the Torah says, "Ihachi." Go back. Ihachi afilu chatos ofami. It's also include the chatos oph in Torah. So no, me Rachmana zos. Why one and not the other? So the Torah says, "Mari isul rabbos this and the exclude this." The Gemara says, no, but basically we're going to include, we have a riboy and we have a miyut. It definitely applies to Chatos Chitzonios. We happen to have a question. Are we mar ve pnimios and exclude the oh, or vice versa? So Gemara says, it's mistabra to include pnimios, because it's more similar to the Chatos Chitzonios. Mistabra the Chatos behema pnimios have the riboy. Why? So Cain, it's similar in the following manners. Number one, it's a behema. Number two, the shrita is done with suffer. I should just say shrita. But it's a shchita and it's done with tzvon. Number two, the kabbalas kli. You have to accept the blood of the kli shoris. Chatos oph, you do malika and then you sprinkle the blood from the body of the bird, the keren, and it's put on the kronos. You apply the blood onto the corners. The etzva, and you put it with your finger as opposed to shaking it. The chuda, and it also goes on the corner. Tosafot points out that keren and chuda are actually mutually exclusive. The machlok said that Karen Huda, we saw that Legimel. He who holds Karen doesn't hold Huda. So basically, the Tosha says, either it's Karen or it's Huda. Nevertheless, it's one less. It's one or the other. Okay? He says, came the Ichumi, the Kashi, lo have Aliba, the Chad, Tana, the Man, is the Huda less than Karen. In the move of Karen, he's the Huda. So that's, it's also the Isha. And it's burnt. What's the story with the Chatas? The Chatas Oph is cool, completely given, the Chatas Oph is given to the Kohen. There's nothing burnt on the Mizbeah. The Samara says, wait a second, I'll say the other way around. I can find similarities between the Chatos Oph and the Chatos Chitzonios. Chatos Oph, how related to the Riboy? Shekain puts Kamosa. It's done outside from the Nuzara, not inside the Hekal. The Achila Kamosa, and it's eaten. You're right. Those are similar to the contribution. It's more similar. We have more items. That's what we're asking. Here, that's how you get like Ravad. He lines them up. I need a Vishen. That's how you hold up. That's your Shita. That's what it goes like. Okay. So, Rav Yosef, no. He said, I'll give you another reason why we're mimayit chatas oph from kibbutz and not chatas pnimius. Because Rav Yosef Amar Amakra, the pasuk says, this is in the parsha that's dealing with kibbutz, the pasuk says, Akohen amachat also yochlena, you will eat it. It doesn't say yochal, it says yochlena, you eat it. So it's right. Lazo below acheres. We're only talking about one chatas that you eat. Right? Benechelas miyut akasa. The miyut is by chatos that are eaten. Which chatos are eaten? The outer chatos and the chatos. Oh, since we're talking about the outer chatos, and you've been mimayit one that's eaten, you've been clearly mimayit the chatos oph. So the elos, the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. Zos lamoi. So what do I need the word zos? What is the zos? Zos before taught us for the meal. Now what does zos do for Rav Yosef? So, he still uses zos, and it's very interesting. He still uses zos for the same thing. He says, im lav, mi zos havamina. Had you not had the word Zos, have a meaning, Yochlena Orchid the Kroch, Kamash Malon. not said the word zos, I would have thought the word yochlana is just down. That's the way they're talking. They're not being specific about singular or plural. It's yochlana. That's the way you eat. Comes zos to tell me is megala. So it's used basically using zos is the miyut. Zos is the, what are you might? You're might yochlana. Okay. Rabba says a different way. Rabba says you don't learn it from zos. Rabba Amar Kra. He says the other way around. Rabba is basically going to say that the main thrust of the parsha is exactly opposite of what we said. We said the main thrust of the parsha is talking about Chatas and Pnimios, and we have to figure out whether it includes Pnimios or Chatas O. Rabba is going to flip it on the head and say that the main parsha is talking about Chatas and Pnimios. And now we have to determine whether it includes Chatas and Pnimios or Chatas O. So Rabba Amar, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says, Asher Yizeh. That's Techabis, the Makan Kodesh. Whenever you have to be Hazah. Hazos a custom of daver. The pasuk is talking about birds that you do hazos. And what? Where does the word hazos come out from? The chadash pnimios. Chadash pnimios says v'hizem min adam shem v'pam v'pnei Hashem. So the pasuk is talking about chadash pnimios. So right away chadash pnimios I know before is kibus. The Gemara says, wait a second. The hatnan, and I guess this is a raya. I think it's the chusa. The Mishnah says afal pish ain't a custom of daver ela b'nei acholos. Doesn't the Mishnah say that even though the pasuk is only talking about chatos and neacholos, the chatos and neacholos is not the pnimios, it's the chitonios. You don't eat the chatos pnimios. So Rabbi says, no, that's talking in the marika v'shtifa. That's talking about the second halacha that I mentioned in the introduction. That's talking about the idea of washing out and rinsing out with water of kli that was cooked, that basar chatos was cooked in there. But that's considered, that's the end of the parsha, that pasuk. It says, in between the chosos v'shula, humor v'shuta v'mayim. That's you have to. So you see that the din of Marika and Shtifa is only by a korban chatos, kitzonios, hanayachelas. But about the inyan kibus, when it comes to washing, asher yizak sip. So he says the main thrust of the pasuk of kibus is talking about chatos kitzonios, chatos klimios. The Gemara asks, wait a second, it does not make any sense with the lashon of the Mishnah. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, it says, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right? It says Dan Chatas. It says Apo Pish in a custom Medaber Ela Nefalos. It also applies to Pnimios. Mishnah clearly says that the main thrust is by the Chatas Nefalos, which is the Chatas Kitonius. That's what the Gemara asks. E Hachi, why Echol Nefalos Echol Pnimios Echol Pnimios Echol Nefalos Riboyle? The first, it should be the finish should be on the, it's always on the second one. Echol this and also this. If you're telling me that the also this applies to the Kitonius. No. No. Not at all. Yeah. So Gemara says, Ihaki, Echon Echelos, Echo Primus, Echo Primus, Echon Echelos, Reboile. So Gemara says, Enochonami. So to me, Echo Primus, Echon Echelos. It should say, Echo Primus, Echon Echelos. It should say the Primus first and also the Nephelos. So Gemara says, Ihaki, Chatas of Nami. Why do we say Chatas of also? Because it says, Asher Yiza, Chatas of. What's the possible Chatas of? You do Hazar. So Gemara says, no, Mi'at Rachmon is Zos. There's a Mi'at is Zos. What's the Shaka Tire going to be now? Exactly the same thing we had before. Amilo. Then if it's only Zos, then she'd get rid of the Chatzos Chitzonis also. He goes, no, Rima Rachmon is Torah. It's because the word Torah is a Reboy. Ah, so why this one and not that one? Again, Umara Isa. He says, Mishnabel Shachatz Behem Havli the Reboy. It's Mishnabel Chatzos Behem the Reboy. Why? Shechain is similar because it's Behema, Shechita B'Tzafon, B'Kabbalah B'Kli, B'Keren, the Etzba, B'Chuda, B'Ishim. So the Gemara says, Adarab, B'Chadas, Ob, Habile, Reboy, Shechain, Hazal, Kamosa. It's similar to Chadas Pnimios in that it has the Hazal, if that's written that way. Ahadat Lefishin, these are more similar to the Chatos Hitzoda. So it only applies to the inner Chatos and the outer Chatos, and not the Chatos Ob. The original way we learned the Mishnah applies to the outer Chatos and the inner Chatos, but not the Chatos Ob. Fine. So now the Gemara goes to another halacha. I believe it's counted as a Targum Mitzvah. Some of them count them. It's actually brought down, I think. But we'll get to those halachas. It has to be washed. I don't know where it has to be washed. It has to be washed. I think maybe anyone can wash it. It has to be washed specifically. There's seven simanim that have to be washed with. Any beggar that's not even been a gunda, maybe a towel or something that had a blood spilled on it. Anyway, we'll get to more into the details throughout the parrot. So, Bayi Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin has the following shayla. Chatnas ha'ov shehichnis dama b'tzavar b'fnim mahu. By the Malika of the Chatzos Ov. And before I got rid of the blood, before I did anything, the blood is still inside the neck. I bring it inside. We know the halacha is that if I bring the blood of a chatos, of a regular chatos, inside, it's pasul. Right? Pasuk says, the chol chatos, asher yuva midama el olam moed, l'chatos v'kodesh, lo se'achel ba'if v'sarei. It becomes pasul. What about if I bring the blood of a chatos, inside? Do we say, tzavara k'kli sharis dami? Do I say that it's not supposed to put in the kli sharis? So the neck considered the kli sharis, and therefore it would be pasul. Tzavara k'kli sharis dami psile, but just like you're allowed to bring in the other blood, inside the heichal, but to bring the blood of the chatos inside the heichal, it would be possible. O dilma ketsabra behema, or do we say that it's that when the blood hasn't come out yet, it's still part of the meat, it's still part of the body of the animal, it hasn't been separated yet. And midama amarachmana below bisara, and the only thing that's usher to bring into the only thing that passes when you bring it in is blood, not the meat. And maybe we're saying here that the blood is still part of the meat because it hasn't come out of the body yet. Or do we say that the bird now substituted for klisharis, and therefore it's looking for the blood and the klisharis into the heifer? So Tashma, they bring a raya from here. The Brisa says, Pirkisa v'nichnasa lifnim chazra kashera. Let's say you have a chatas oaf, and it jumps out of the The bird flies out of the kohen's hands, and it flies inside the heichal, and it comes out of the heichal, it's kshera. Right? Or maybe here the case is also that, maybe after you shefted it, if the malika jumped at it, and it fell into it. Therefore you see that if it went by itself and came out as kosher, the mashma is, the diuk is, hechnisa, if the kohen, the kavana brings him inside, then it's psula. It's pasul. So you see from here that the chatas, just even here, that the first part of our question, that the bird is like the klisharis, and bringing the blood in will make it usher. So the Gemara says, "Utameich." According to your reasoning, gabe kachet kachet. Let's be talking about karbanos and a kachet kachet, which is an usher, a chatas, and ola. What we have from them, the katani. It says in those. It says regarding them, pirchus of yotzal darim. If they shake and part of their body goes to the south of the azar, they're supposed to shake them in the north, but they go to the south and then chazor, then they come back in kshera, then they are kosher. So that hahotziyah psula, but if the kohen does purposely, he moves into the south, they become pasul, right? Ella ha yatsa lechutz, it's drich leg. Hachanami yatsa lechutz, it's drich leg. What's going on here? Tell me what's going on here. So the Gemara says, what about the following case, the case of the kachet kachet that they shake after the shechita, the animal, you know, it pierces, shakes, and rattles after the shechita, and it goes to the south, right? And then it goes back in. It says it's kosher. There's no psul yotze, because the psul yotze, even by kachet kachem, is only if it goes out chutz of the azara. This is it just went out of the north. So the Gemara says, so according to your diuk, hahotzia psula, had the kohen himself brought it out after the shechita, it would be pasul. But we know that's not the halacha. Ela hay yotze lechutz it's bichlei. Why would the Brisa say that they're talking about going to the south? It should to make it possible, it should have to say they went outside the chutz. Hachanami, so too yotz lechutz it's riflei. So to the time that went out right. So you see, even for this Brisa, you can't make the deal. But if you would make the deal in your Brisa, it would make an absurd deal in the second part. The absurdity in the second part is that if after shechita the animal went went to the Dara. But if the animal after shechita went to the Dara, it's not possible. There's no raya over there. So boy, next question. Boy, Rabbi Adam. You can't make the deal. It's not a raya. If you still have a kasha, we that's not a deal from over there. So boy, Rabbi Adam, another question. Nishbach al ritzma v'asafu mahu. Let's say you did malika on the bird, and the blood spilled onto the floor, can you then pick it up? The halacha is by the chatas, the regular chatas, if the blood goes onto the floor, it's pasul. If it goes into the kli, then onto the floor, you can gather it and put it up. So what's going on here? It falls directly onto the floor, mahu. Right? It's trichu dulo it's trichakwana klishari silkak la osvo kasher. The Torah doesn't require you a klisharis in this case. So there's no need for a klisharis. So we're on the point, you still pick it up and gather it. Right? O Dilma, mifsal possibly rachmana klisharis, the hilkak also puzzle. Or the halakha is that the Torah says the klisharis is puzzle. You're not allowed to use a klisharis. Therefore, meaning that the blood has to go directly from the animal onto the veil. So it falls onto the floor and be puzzle as well. Same, pretty similar. So Amar Rava says, I'll bring you right from the Brisa, right? Yachol ye dam chatas oaf ton kibus. You would think that the dam chatas oaf maybe would require kibus to be laundered. Talmud Lomer Zos. We learned the word Zos, that only the Chatas in that Parsha requires Kibbutz, and not the Chatas of Oath. The Isak Adaitach Mitzvah Pasibei Rachmana, and if you're going to tell me that the reason, that if the blood that falls out is Pasul, right, typically the high Ipsulei, the Abir Akli. We said, we ruled, that the only time that the blood requires you to wash the clothing is if it's kosher blood. But if the if the blood that that comes out of the neck of the animal has to go directly onto the mizbeach, so by the time it went from the bird onto the clothing, it transferred in the air, it was possible. So that should be the reason why I don't have kibbutz with all these diyukim. So Amar Rav Yehuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, no, I can find a case where that you don't, there is no air. Where you put, it's on the body. The bird is like this, touching it, right? But the magic cleave with savara, where you put the where your magic cleave must be the begin, must be the article of clothing, it's stuck to the neck, and therefore it never flies over the air. So you don't have that sword. So once again, no deal from there. Fine. We'll stop here. Look at that.